The hidden anger inside every nice guy. If you are afraid of conflict, if you allow people to walk all over you in either small ways or even big ways, if you struggle with setting boundaries and being assertive with people, then maybe, mate, you've been carrying a kind of buried rage deep inside you since childhood. And maybe you were taught to bury it. Maybe you were taught that that's what a good man does. But what actually happened? What actually happened is it made you easy to manipulate, it disconnected you from yourself, and it made you an anxious person, afraid of conflict. And the one thing that no one ever taught you is that a man who's disconnected from that anger inside of him is a man who other people do not respect. And this video, mate, is about how you can reclaim that anger, you can reconnect with that anger within you so that you can harness it, wield it, in a conscious way so that you can get the confidence, the respect, and the admiration from other people that you deserve. My name is Oliver. I'm a men's coach, I'm a writer, and I am a retreat leader. And on this channel, I'm all about helping men heal, overcome people-pleasing, build confidence, and create the life and relationships they really want. When it comes to repressed rage, the reason I can talk about this is because I lived it. When I was a kid, I loved Bruce Lee movies. I was obsessed with martial arts. At school, I was always trying to grapple all the other kids and have a wrestling match. I was interested in toy soldiers. I played with toy soldiers. Everything was all about violence. My parents and teachers and kids always kind of reflected to me in a jokey way that Oliver's just a very violent kid. Until one day, I drew a pretty screwed up drawing. I think there was blood everywhere and I was shooting loads of people or something, and it was just a little bit too screwed up for the teachers. So the teachers sent a cause for concern letter to my parents. My parents received it, freaked out about it, took away all my violent video games, all my toy guns, and I had plans at the time to start training in Taekwondo so that I could actually be like Bruce Lee. But then my parents killed that in its crib and told me, Oliver, you will never learn martial arts. You're too violent and you need to stop. That was the seed that was planted that was teaching me that my anger, my assertiveness, my boundaries, that passion, that fire, not that it needed to be channeled and needed to be guided. No. I learned that that part of you is a bad thing and you need to hide that. So I invite you, mate, at this part in the story, I invite you to ask yourself, at what point in your past, at what point during your childhood, were you given the message that that anger, that fire, that part of you was a bad thing and you need to hide it? Now, my parents might have thought that this wasn't a big deal, but the effect of this repression, that messaging, was actually tragic. Because I learned in that moment that that anger, boundaries, etc., aggression, no matter what, is a bad thing. So I then pushed it down and I hid it. And this was just before I went to high school. So I went to high school and then pretty much immediately I started getting bullied. And throughout high school, I went from a small village primary school to a secondary school in a much bigger place. And I was pretty much singled out. Pretty much immediately, I had a few, they weren't even fights, I just got beat up a few times by really sort of chavvy, rough kids. And one thing was very strange. One time a kid came up to me and he just picked a fight with me and I froze solid. I didn't know what to say. I couldn't fight, I couldn't run away, I couldn't do anything. I just froze and waited. And then he punched me across the nose and just splattered my nose across my face. Blood was all over the place. I just got really teary-eyed, and it was an absolute shit show. Low-key, quite traumatic, actually. And it wasn't even just the physical bullying. I also experienced emotional abuse, emotional bullying, from some of the kids that I was supposedly friends with. And I just didn't have a way of sticking up for myself and standing up for myself and setting boundaries. This, throughout high school, completely killed my self-esteem and completely killed my confidence because I was wearing this good boy mask and repressing that rage and that anger that was actually healthy, but no one ever taught me that. No one ever taught me how to harness it in my life. So with that, I have a question for you right now. Whereabouts in your life are you currently tolerating something? Whereabouts in your life are you currently putting up with stuff? In the same way that I was in high school, just permanently putting up with things, wearing this good boy mask. Where are you doing that in your life right now, mate? And let's get real for a moment, mate. What is the cost of that? And sadly, mate, it wasn't until much later that I actually started to reflect on all this, because I was carrying this good boy mask well up until my adulthood. But the thing is, you can only abandon yourself. You can only abandon your truth for long enough until something breaks. And one of the most clearest mirrors that a man will ever experience is when he's in relationship with a woman. And that was entirely the case for me when I was in a series of relationships, one of which I've talked about a few times on my channel, turned emotionally abusive. And it was in that situation when I completely lacked a backbone. She lost respect for me, she lost attraction for me, and the relationship eroded. That experience is what led me into men's work. And it was that gateway into men's work that forced me to confront an emotion, the emotion that I'd been repressing since I was a kid. And that was my rage. I dived deep into shadow work. I started speaking to my rage as if it was a person. I started doing these deep breathwork sessions that are like 60 minutes long, holotropic breathwork, where the rage would surface. I went to men's retreats and I, with other men around me, would scream at all the people in my life who I'd repressed all this rage about. And lastly, the most important thing, mate, I went back to something that the inner child in me really wanted but never had. I went back to martial arts. I went back to MMA and I started to put myself in environments where the fire that I had repressed since I was a kid wasn't just something to push away, it was something to be celebrated. I started slowly stepping into conflict, setting boundaries with people and speaking up when I wasn't happy about something. It wasn't an easy process, man, I'll be honest. But through doing this, I was able to gain respect, not just from the people in my life and everyone I hang around with, but the most important part of that is the respect for myself. So mate, if you find yourself being too nice, if you find yourself afraid of conflict, if you find yourself struggling to have a backbone, stand up for yourself and be assertive, put your pen to paper, write about all the things that make you angry, go to a martial arts class and punch a punching bag, join a men's group, scream into a pillow, do whatever you need to do, man, but just do not turn away from it anymore. Because buried in that anger, mate, is a solid source of motivation, energy, and purpose. Tapping into your repressed rage is some of the stuff that you're gonna go through in the 31-day shadow work journal that I have on my website. So click a link in the pinned comment down below, download that and get to work. And I'll see you, mate, in the next video. Stay courageous.